Broadcasting System presents I Love the Masquerade. Adventure thriller, Temple of Vampires.
It's your time to get some sleep, Doc.
Well, those stone benches? Not me.
The others seem to be making up.
Yeah, I know. Now they do, it's more than I can figure out. I'd rather sit out here and talk with you.
Well, keep your voice down. Let them get what rest they can.
Sure. Does it kind of make your stomach turn over?
What's that?
Knowing right out in front of us about 3 feet is nothing but space.
Just makes me want to keep away from it.
Uh-huh. And that female vampire, whatever she was, just jumping out into it and floating off.
You mean that's what you think she did?
I ain't fooling, Jack. She did it.
Mm-hmm.
And, all right, then. You tell me what become of her.
I don't know. But she didn't float off.
But I had a grip on her. I felt her go out and she slipped through my fingers.
Maybe.
And more than that, I was standing between her and the steps, so... Well, she couldn't have gone down that way.
Now, you said that before.
Yeah. You and I searched every priest's cell on this blasted ledge.
That's right.
And did we find any sign of her?
No.
So, there was no way for her to get off this ledge but to jump.
Now, tell me everything you can remember about her.
Well, it was dark, of course, so I didn't see her.
Yeah, I know.
But she could see me.
Did she say so?
Yeah, she did. And even before that, I reached out my hand in the dark to feel where she was, and she stopped me. She said not to touch her.
Uh-huh. What did she want?
Well, she wanted to talk a little, the way I got it. And Jack, she had the softest, silkiest little old voice.
Did she ask any questions?
Well, I don't think so. I asked most questions. Oh, wait a minute. There was one thing.
What?
Wanted to know if we'd be keeping Hermie here all night.
She made a point of asking about the boy?
Yeah, asked particularly.
Did she say why?
Seemed awful interested in his nice white skin. Maybe she likes him young.
White people must be pretty exciting to them after centuries of nothing but Indians.
Huh? Meaning what?
Vampires.
Jack, you sure enough think I was talking to a little she vampire?
Very red lips and sharp white teeth and characteristics.
Uh-huh, so I've been told.
Yeah, in storybooks. Was she barefooted, you know?
Well, I wouldn't be knowing that. Why?
I told you about Reggie and me finding the footprints of a girl in the dust of the underground chambers.
Probably hers, all right. Unless there'd be a lot of them. You think maybe there might be?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, I asked her about them human bones down in that underground pit.
What did she say?
Nothing.
That's a great help.
Yeah.
What else did you ask her?
I don't remember much. Oh, yeah, about that dead Indian of no blood in him out on the path.
Yeah?
Uh-huh, and she said, this is the temple of vampires.
Knew all about the Indian's body, huh?
Acted like it. Jack, you know, that'd explain those big man-sized things with no wings that we seen floating back and forth across the temple.
The dead Indian?
No, that vampire girl jumping off this ledge. Maybe they do it all the time.
Good trick. Make a lot of money in the circus if it's true.
Yeah, I'll tell her next time I see her. Now, no kidding, though. It does tie up in a way.
Well, you better forget it.
Doesn't make sense, huh?
No.
Yeah.
Doc.
Huh?
What do you make of Hermie?
Darn if I know.
You like him?
Well, how can you help it? It looks to me like a little feller just ain't wanted by nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Old man was no account and got tired of having the kid around his neck, so he up and stowed him away on our airplane.
Doesn't seem to miss his father.
The way I got his father figured, he missed him all right. But it's a good miss.
Glad to be rid of him.
Yeah. You got something different figured out?
Yeah.
I thought so. You've been down on him from the start. That's not like you, unless you got a reason. How you figured?
Did you notice his clothes?
Well, not much, I don't guess.
Interesting. Do you usually find an expensive and recently pressed and clean suit of clothes on the son of a tramp?
Well, I'll be rolled over and found wormy.
Hands clean, neck and ears clean. That's hard to do when you're on the bum, riding freight cars, thumbing rides.
Yeah, don't I know. Jack, maybe he got something there.
Another thing, it isn't natural for a 7-year-old not to know his last name.
You mean he's a kid from some nice home that's run away? He's not telling us the truth?
It adds up.
With that, I don't explain you riding him the way you've been.
I think it does. He's got coming anything he gets if he's run away from home, worrying and frightening his folks.
Well, yeah, there's that all right.
And as far as I'm concerned, he's going to wish he'd never seen an airplane by the time I'm through with him.
He is a nice kid, though.
No kid's nice for my money who hasn't got more sense of responsibility than that.
Well, yeah, you might be wrong.
Maybe.
Hey, Jack.
No, what?
Somebody's coming down below with a torch.
Well, there's two of them.
3, 4, 5, 6. Well, would you be looking at that now? That must be some kind of an election rally.
Yeah, they're carrying something. Circling around the altar.
Must be 20 or 30 of them.
Listen.
Bunch of the Rumba boys getting together.
All dressed in black robes like the man Sonny saw.
Can you see what they're carrying?
Wait.
Jack! It's the body of a man.
Yeah, it's an Indian.
Yeah, nothing but a loincloth. Suppose he's dead?
Yeah, he's dead, all right. Look, they're going down the steps to the underground passages.
More bones for the pit, huh?
Looks like it. Hold it. And there goes the torch parade.
What sort of goings-on is that, anyway?
Some sort of rites for the Temple of Vampires.
Jack, you mean to sit there and say all that gang was vampires?
How do I know? At least they seem to be priests of the temple.
Yeah, robes and torches and stuff. Hey, Jack.
Now what's that?
Did you just now get colder? You're getting colder in here? Am I having a chill?
Must be you.
Not to give anybody the creeps.
Another dead Indian.
Doc? Yeah? There's someone on this ledge with us.
Hey, don't say that.
You are quite right.
Who said that?
I say it.
Or you?
You have keen perception to know I had come.
How did you get on this ledge? You didn't come up the stairs.
No, I did not come up the stairs.
I asked who you are.
I am Manuel.
Manuel? You're the fellow who frightened Sonny this afternoon.
That is the girl, this Sonny?
Yeah.
She is inside the doorway?
She sure is, fella. Asleep.
Ah, asleep. A beautiful woman asleep.
Now, look, I don't like the way you said that.
No.
And if you've got any ideas about getting into where Sonny is, you better think again.
I am in no hurry.
You're not in any hurry about what?
Doc, keep your voice down. You'll have everybody awake.
And that would be too bad. I like to think of a beautiful girl asleep.
Well, see if you can get off your mind music long enough to tell us how you got on the ledge if you didn't come up the stairs.
Does it not suffice that I am here?
Look, fella, do you sure enough float back and forth between this here wall and that one over yon?
My means of locomotion interest you, senor?
They sure do, and that's a fact.
See, I pass from one wall to the other.
No wings?
No wings.
Well, there you are, Jack.
Say, it doesn't make it so.
And is that pretty little female girl vampire able to do the same thing? Girl vampire?
The one who talked to her was over here on the ledge talking to me a while ago.
Ah, Angelina.
She an honest-to-goodness no-fooling she vampire?
Angelina is priestess of the Temple of Vampires.
And I suppose you would be a vampire, too.
I am priest in the temple.
Nice work.
I am happy.
What was that freight of monks with torches and shakers who passed down below us a few minutes ago?
The blood sacrifice.
Yeah, we saw him carrying the body of an Indian. Is that where you get your sacrifices? Among the native Indians?
See. I think you get mighty old fire tired of you using them for burnt offerings. We are their religion.
Religion, huh?
Everyone expects to make sacrifices to his religion.
You mean the native tribes around here believe in vampire worship? Human sacrifice?
You disapprove?
Well, then, I reckon Indians are the only human beings you're interested in sacrifice.
See. Except once in a great while when the white man strays within our boundaries.
Now, just a minute, son.
See?
If you've got any notion about using us in your vampire ceremonies,
You just get the thought right out of your head right now.
So?
You heard me.
Who's talking out there?
Oh, Jack, turn to wait.
Is that you, Doc?
Honey, don't go barging around in the dark.
Why, Doc?
Now, you forget that, you're up on a darn high ledge here.
What are you doing away?
Huh? You were too, Jack. I guess I don't sleep very good on stone.
Now, here, sit down here. I'll put my arm around you.
All right.
Good evening, little one.
Huh? Who's that?
You do not remember me?
Hey, you are the man in the long black coat.
That is right.
You took me away from the pretty lady.
True. I did that.
I wanted to ask you about that. Apparently, she didn't like it.
No, Angelina did not like that. She was fascinated by the little one's soft, white skin.
I still am.
Angelina.
Well, hello. You back again?
Si.
Blame if you folks don't hop on and off this ledge like a bunch of sparrows.
You remember me, little boy?
Are you the pretty lady?
Si. I give you six to eat.
They were good, too.
You are not afraid of me?
No. I ain't afraid of nobody.
Then you come to me now, huh?
Sure.
Let me stay where you are. Dr. Ailsworth.
Yeah, I got him.
Oh, I'll stand up.
Okay, but I still got a hand on him.
You will not let him come.
You folks listen to me. Vampires are not a couple of slugs of lead. I'm going to feel very good in your gizzards. And that's just what you're going to get if you don't clear out.
Aunt Helena.
See?
Go.
But the small one hurt.
Go.
The boy goes with me.
Jack, she's got her.
No, I don't want her. I don't want her.
Jack, she jumped off the ledge with her.
You, my wife. I am here.
Tell her to bring that boy back here before I shoot you.
I will bring the boy back myself.
Stay where you are. Call her. Tell her to bring him back.
I will bring the boy back. It is the girl I want.
Jack, why didn't you shoot?
That's what's in this kind of darkness.
But, honey, I could hear his voice floating out there.
Well, I told you to hang out of him.
Floating off out there in the arms of a female vampire.
Transcribed adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you tomorrow at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and directed by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thorson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York. Mike McCarthy speaking. This program came from New York. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.